welcome to another episode on Truth Therapy. My name is Ingrid and I'll be your host today. And yeah, hey y'all, how have y'all been? I don't know if I should even tell y'all this right now, but I am barely making it on my deadline, but I'm making it. I'm doing what it do. But y'all, I just want to check in and let you guys know how I've been doing. I actually feel like I've been doing better in my relationship with God, which is good. And I've also been noticing the difference in why it's been better. So I know, like, sometimes we can get into a space with God where we feel like, okay, God, like, well, I could just speak from my experience. I've been feeling like for the past few months that I ain't been on my P's and Q's like that in terms of, like, how I used to read my Bible, how I used to get in his presence, how I used to just do different things that made me feel like I was, you know, in right standing with God. And that I actually had a relationship with God. And I noticed when I gave up on beating myself up for what I wasn't doing and started focusing on what I can do moving forward, such as even like the baby steps that I even told y'all, like just starting off with reading devotionals for like 5 minutes out of the day, or just dedicating some time to God, but not feeling like I have to do the most to feel like I'm in right standing with God. Even just showing up to Bible study or showing up here on the podcast when there's times where I feel like I ain't got it or I don't want to do it or whatever the case may be. But me just showing up and me just looking for God just really has been changing where I've been in my walk. And I feel like I ain't got to do the most to reach God now. I feel like as long as I'm looking for him, as long as I'm searching for him, as long as I'm, even though I wasn't praying, I was worshiping God. Even though I wasn't praying for like an hour, I was praying, you know, in the morning, like, but even doing those things didn't come until I grew a real desire for God. Like when my heart really was searching for God, or where I reached a place to say, okay, God, like, I really want to, you know, work on our relationship. I really want you in my life again. Everything just comes naturally. Like those things that you feel like you're supposed to be doing, like those things come naturally when you have your heart in it. So I felt like as I turned my heart back to God, no matter how I felt, no matter how my emotions were, I feel like I started to do those things naturally. I started to wake up and pray to God more, or I started reading more, or I started craving God's word more. Those things just naturally came. So I felt like that was like a revelation that I had for myself. Like, okay, girl, like, chill out. Yes, you're not how you used to be in your walk with God, but that's okay. Like, you still can, he's still here, he ain't going nowhere. And I feel like posturing your heart to God is very, very important, because when you do that, you allow God to do what it is that he needs to do in your heart, and you start to want more of God. So that's basically how I've been. And another thing that I knew that I needed to work on with God was my trust with him, because I felt like my trust with him was, I don't even want to say broken, because I still felt like I had some trust issues there still, but it's like it went to like ground zero. So I felt like I needed to learn God in another level. And so, yeah, like that's just how I've been spiritually in my walk right now. And I just want to tell y'all this testimony that happened to me last week, because I feel like God just be coming. He been showing up in different ways. Like, I feel like he been blowing my mind. Like, he's been speaking. Like, and I'm not even talking about the speaking where it's just like only hearing him for myself, but like through other people and just places that I've been, just knowing that he's talking to me through whatever. And so, like, last week, just to give y'all, like, a background of me right now in my walk with the church, like, I don't go to church like that. Like, I'm in and out of the church because I don't know if it's several different reasons why. But right now, I'm just trying to find a home church where I can basically get fed. And so, last Sunday, I was sleeping and I woke up, and as soon as I woke up, I felt like I knew what church to go to. So I was getting ready. And one thing that I've been noticing about myself, like, it be things that I don't want to do, but I will do because I feel like I should do. So I just knew what church to go to. I got ready. And even when I was getting ready, I was just like, I don't even really want to go to church right now, but whatever. Like, I just feel like God is telling me to go to the church. So I go to the church, and never been to this church before. I've been, but not to like a church service, like a regular church service. No. So I go to the church, and you know, we going through the worship session or whatever, and I promise y'all, the preacher had came on or whatever, he came on singing a song, and when I tell y'all, like, I feel like the worship session really invited God in, and I feel like they waited until God was like his spirit really like invaded the room. Y'all, I felt like God himself showed up to meet me, and it was just like a mind-blowing experience because I felt like he was there, like, and I felt like it was a reason to why he told me to go to that church. It's like he told me to go to the church, and then he showed up there to meet me. Y'all, when I say I was in shambles, like, I don't cry like that. I have seasons where I don't cry like that. And so, like, y'all, the tears was just like nonstop going, and I just felt grateful to God, because it's like, who am I for you to speak to and then to show up like I came to an appointment with you? Mind-blowing. And that whole entire day, I felt like God was just talking to me, like talking to me through like different conversations I was having with my friends, or like things that I would hear. Like, it was really like mind-blowing to me. And I had like one of my prayers that I will pray sometimes, well, most of the times, I'll just be like, God, you know, allow me to experience you in new ways. And even like, man, y'all, when I say it was back to back, and I feel like it's been happening since I've been seeking God and since I positioned myself to receive him, even despite how I feel or whatever it is, like, despite how I feel, despite my emotions, despite the pain in my heart, me still seeking out God, I feel like as I've been drawing closer to him, and one of my best friends made me realize this, it's like as I've been drawing closer to him, like he's been drawing back closer to me. Like, and it's just crazy because we feel like we need to do X, Y, and Z. Like, we feel like we need to do the most before we can encounter God. And it's just like, just seek me. God is like, just seek me and everything else will come. Like, worrying, beating ourselves up and worrying about what we're not doing does a disservice to us, does a disservice to God, does a disservice to our relationship with God, because we become our own judge. God is probably waiting for us to turn our hearts to him. He is not worried about how high you can jump right now. Like, if you're in a season or if you're in a space where it's just like you feel broken, you feel like you don't have much left, the last thing that God is, and this is my perspective, I feel like the last thing that God is worrying about is how high you jumped on Monday or how much Bible verses you read on Tuesday. He is searching for your heart. He is wanting your heart, because all of those things will come naturally. Don't worry about how much chores you did on Sunday. That doesn't matter to God right now. What matters to him is you coming back to him. What matters to him is you loving him. What matters to him is you being open to be loved by him. You being open to start a relationship with him. You being open to just him, period. Because right now, you reading 100 verses is probably not gonna even repair. Let me not even say that. Not that it's not gonna repair your relationship, but it's not going to get you. You can read those 100 verses and still not connect your heart to God, basically, is what I'm trying to say. You can do all these different things and your heart is not even postured towards God, and you're not even able to connect to God to even get a revelation, to even understand what you're reading, understand what you're talking about, understand what you're doing for God. So it's like, relax. I want to say to somebody, to that person who feels like, I'm not where I used to be with God, and that may be true, but I just want to say, start small and everything else will follow. How your relationship with God wasn't the best that it can reach, you can reach new levels in your relationship with God if you would just turn back to him. So that's just what I want to say on that. And just going back to the last podcast episode, when we were talking about how, you know, the enemy was able to convince Eve of things that weren't really true. And one thing that I notice in a relationship is how important trust is. It's like, when you don't have trust in a relationship, and I've said that in the last episode, when you don't have trust in a relationship, it just won't work. It won't work. And I've heard this song from the same album that I mentioned, Encounter by Todd Gilbert. And he has a song, and I've noticed that they were like, God, I trust you, I don't need to understand. And I'm just like, whoa. Because a lot of the things in our lives that happen to us, we want to understand so bad, to the point it can really get in the way of our relationship with God. So it's like, if one of your loved ones pass and you are like, you don't understand why that had to happen to you or whatnot, and now you're just stuck on why that happened. Like, you want your answers, and God sometimes does give us the answers to those questions sometimes. You know, different questions that we may have that we don't understand. But it's like, do you trust God if he doesn't give you the answer? And for me, Trust is really hard for me because, you know, when you go through life, you have experiences that kind of tarnish your trust and you start to have trust issues. Even it start with people, but it reflects your relationship with God. And so I can honestly say, like, I don't 100% trust God right now, but I'm working on it with him. I honestly want to get to the point where it's like, God tell me to do something and I just trust that what he told me is for my betterment. Or even if something tragic happens in my life, I want to get to the point where I trust God so much that even though it hurts so bad, I still will trust him because of who he is. And that's another thing that's important in a relationship, is knowing who you're in a relationship with. And when you come into a relationship with God and he reveals certain things about himself, there are certain things that people tell you that are contrary to what God has revealed to you that you won't take, because you know you're in a relationship with God. You know the nature of God. And let's not get it twisted. We won't ever 100% understand God. That's just not realistic because he's so big. But it's like in the Bible, it says, you know, like, he reveals his mysteries to those he's in a relationship with. And that's not exactly what the verse says, but that's basically what it is. It's like God reveals his mysteries. So when you truly know someone for yourself, no one can tell you about them, like, can tell you otherwise about them, basically. So with that being said, one thing, just going back to the God, I trust you, I don't need to understand, I'm just like, dang, like, the first thing that I wrote, the first thing I thought is just like, okay, like, trust, in trusting, I don't need to really understand. And yes, that's true, but I went to this verse, Proverbs 3, verse 5, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. And it's just like, dang, like, I noticed that with that verse, it reveals that there is our understanding and God's understanding. So it's like, okay, like, you might not understand why God did something a certain type of way, but when you are in relationship with God and you understand that his ways are higher than your ways and his thoughts is higher than your his thoughts is higher than your thoughts, you understand that, okay, like, in this situation, I may not understand why it happened, but also in his word it says that everything works out for the good of those who love him. And if God has my best interest, if God created me and he created me, his initial purpose was for good. Like, he wanted good for us. And that hasn't changed. The only thing that infiltrated what he destined to happen in our lives is sin is what infiltrated our lives, but it doesn't change the fact that God still wants to, everything that he does in our life, everything that he has purposed for us, everything that he destined for us is for our good, period. So right now, for myself, I want to get to the point where it's just like, I always remember that thought where it's just like, if God wants good things for me, if everything in my life works together for the good, then it's like, okay, I may have reached a stumbling block. I may have reached a point in my life that's difficult, but still, God is still working things out for my good. And it's easier said than done. Trust me. I know. Trust me. I'm living it right now myself. Like, I'm still trying to get to the point where it's just like, God, you tell me to go to ABC, and I go to ABC without questioning you, because I know from being in a relationship with you, sometimes I won't understand at that moment why you told me to go to ABC. But I know that me going to ABC is going to help me in the end. No matter what I think, no matter what my own understanding is telling me, no matter what anyone around is telling me, I know that you told me this. And I know that this is going to work out for my good, because you predestined me in the beginning. You knew how my life was going to go. I can't see my full story. I can't see the whole blueprint that you have out for me. But I know that even though I may reach a certain point in my life that is very difficult, that I feel like I can't even get through, I know that you are always, the truth of the matter is, you are always there, and that everything is still going to work out, because what I am able to see in that moment is limited. What I am able to understand in that moment is limited, but you are not a limited God. You understand things that my mind cannot fathom. The way that you operate may be completely different from what I see, what I experience, and what I know. But I know that God, sometimes in my life, evidently, some things I never understood why you did it in that way, why you made me go that way. But it's like it comes full circle, and you be like, okay, God, I see why you told me to go that way. And it all works out. In that moment, sometimes it's very hard for us to see, or for our mind to understand what's going on. But when you trust God, when you trust someone, it don't even matter how crazy it sound, because it's like, you know that that person is not going to hurt you. And that's a point in our walk that we need to get with God and say, God, even though I don't understand what's going on right now, I don't understand why you told me to go this way. I don't understand why you're revealing this to me right now. But I know from being in a relationship with you that I'm not going to understand everything, and that everything is going to correlate in the end, whether I understand it right now or not. And so when it says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding, it's telling us that our own understanding will not correlate sometimes with what God is doing in our lives. So it's like, if I put down my own ways and my own thoughts and my own understanding that I'm so stuck on, and I lay them down and I say, God, what are you trying to teach me in this moment? God, what do I need to grasp hold on to in this moment? Or God, I trust you. I'm hurt right now. This hurts like heck right now. But God, I trust you because of who you are, because of who you continue to show yourself and prove yourself to be. Because let's be real, some things in our lives that has happened to us will, if it's up to us, we would say that God is cruel. We would say that God is mean. We would say that God, like, don't make sense, which he don't be making sense to us sometimes. But it's like, he's only those things because you haven't sat down with him, or you haven't put down your own way of thinking to grasp hold on to what he says about the situation, what he thinks about the situation, why he told you, or why that situation had to happen in that way. And it's like, when we brush off God in those difficult times that we go through and we just walk away from him, he can't even speak to us. He can't speak to our hearts. We're left to the enemy, how he did Eve. He was able to speak to her and convince her, like, yo, like, yeah, God told you don't eat from the tree, but did he really say you was gonna die? And it's like, dang, like, am I really gonna, then you start to question God, like, am I really gonna die? But it's like, if you know God is a man of his word, you know what he says is true. So, trust is a hard thing, especially when we've gone through experiences that has not allowed us to trust people. And in turn, it reflects in our relationship in trusting God. So, God's understanding trumps our understanding, because if we're trying to use our own understanding to understand God, it's just not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. So when God changes the way that we think, we receive the understanding that we couldn't have formulated for ourselves. When we sit in God's presence, when we first posture our hearts to receive God, when we first posture our desires for God, and we start to connect with God in different ways, whether it's worship, prayer, in those ways, and we have those moments where we allow God to speak. That's the important thing. Allowing God to speak to us. Allowing God to speak to us. Because sometimes we don't want to hear what God has to say. Sometimes I don't want to listen to what God has to say. I don't want to stay there. Sometimes we just go into prayer and we pray to God. We tell him all our problems. Then we take our problems. We walk away with it. And then we keep doing the same thing. We come with our problems. We tell God our problems. Fix it, God. We pick up our problems. We go away with our problems. And we keep doing it over and over again. And we're not even really giving it to God. And even with our understanding, in a situation where you feel like, dang, God, why you had to do me like that? It's like, okay, God, I feel like why you had to do me like that. But help me to understand. Help me to see it differently. Help my mind to receive it differently, God. If we do that, it would save us in our relationship with God. And it's, of course, it's not easy, but you making the decision to be like, okay, God, like, I'm not feeling you right now. I don't like the way that you do things. I feel like this and that, like, you feel like, even if you feel like, God, like, I feel like you're mean, you're always taking things away from me. I was there in my walk when I felt like, when things didn't go my way, I always felt like, dang, God, you always taking from me. Like, I feel like you don't be giving to me. But because I am allowing the situation to overwhelm me, to overtake me, to be all that I see in that moment, I'm not able to see that God does give to me, but God also takes from me because he doesn't want me to get hurt in the long run. And just coming into that understanding that I'm limited in what I see right now. I'm limited in my own understanding. So God being the all-knowing God, God being ahead of us in time, God not being bounded by time, he knows it all. He knows what's gonna happen. He knows our prayers before we pray it. He already knows these things. So it's like, okay, God, you have already gone before me. You have already seen my life beyond what it is right now. Like, you're far beyond time. I believe the Bible says that a thousand 1,000 years is like one day to God. So it's like, God, you're so far ahead. Please transform my mind. God, please change my perspective, change my mindset. And believe it or not, like, even though in my situation where it's like I lost my mom and I felt like, dang, God, you even had to do me like that. At the same time, because I have a relationship with God, God was able to reveal to me, you know, certain things about why it had to happen like that or what the truth is. And I'm grateful for that. But it's like we tend to hold on to what we believe for ourselves that we don't even want to hear. Even if God tells us why it had to happen, we still don't take it. So it's like we be asking God for, we be asking God why sometimes. But even if he was to give us the why, we still will be mad. We still won't take it. We still just, you know, we'll just stay in how we feel. So sometimes we just have to trust God. And in trusting God, it won't make sense sometimes. But if you love God, if you are in relationship with God, if you trust God, it doesn't matter why, because all you know is that God will never hurt me. God works everything out for the good. God wants good for me. He doesn't want these bad things. These bad things that happen in our lives are unfortunate things, but that's not what God wants for us. So when we look at things and we feel like, okay, God, like, you make this happen. Sometimes God did not make that thing happen to you, but what he does is he takes that tragedy, he takes that difficulty and he turns it into something beautiful. He turns whatever it is that you feel like is a lost cause, and he turns it into something good, something useful. He doesn't just be like, okay, like, dang, like, she went through this, I don't know if I could use her again. No, he takes what you've gone through and he uses it for your good. And so I just want to leave on that note of just giving God a chance. I feel like God don't have to prove himself because he has time and time again. But it's like you can ask God, God, I don't trust you right now, but I want to trust you. Can you teach me how to trust you? And God will just show up, y'all. Like, if you really pay attention, if you're really looking for God, and even in the smallest things, he will show up. It's been times where I've been, like, literally down, okay, down to the ground. And even a simple smile, like, God be using children with me sometimes. I would literally be feeling like at my lowest and I'll just go somewhere in public and like a child would randomly just smile at me. Or like even like a few weeks ago, I seen a little girl and she just ran up to me and hugged me. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like even in the smallest things, God, you know how down I was and how that impacted me in that moment, even though it may seem so small. It's like God will show himself to you if you would just open yourself up to receive him. So you can be in the most broken state of your life right now and you feel like your life is not redeemable. You feel like your life is worthless, is not useful, you can't be used. You feel like you're, like, what can God do with you and why does God want you? God loves you. He loved us before we even knew what love was. Like, he loved us not because we loved him back. It wasn't a tit for tat thing. He loved us because he is love. That's just what he does. So when you take the time out to come in a relationship with him, because one thing that I've come into a conclusion with is, no matter how much loved ones I have around me and I love them so much, they are not guaranteed to be here all the time. Like, the only person that is guaranteed in my life right now is God. God is guaranteed. He's the person that's going to take me where I need to go. He's the person that's going to give me love. He's the person that's going to comfort me in those times where I feel like I have nothing. I have nobody. I am isolated. I feel alone. He is all that I need. For real, for real. We need people too, but God is guaranteed in our lifetime. Like, he's not going nowhere. So it's like, I'm gonna just have to deal with how I feel, even though sometimes I'm not feeling you, God. Sometimes I feel like I don't understand what you're doing in my life. But because I know, like I know that you are that one person that will always be there no matter what. And I'm not even saying like in a way where other people don't be there. I'm just saying that our lives, we are not here forever. So God is that one person that will always be there no matter what. No matter how far you walk away, you're not too far for him to reach out to you. No matter what it is, God will always be there. So sometimes I just gotta suck it up. I gotta do the things that I feel like I don't have the energy to do, or I don't feel like I want to do, because whatever it is that I'm feeling, it's like, God, I need to learn how to trust you no matter what. Because when I go through difficult times and I walk away from you, that does no good for me anyways. So I need to trust you even in my darkest times, even in the difficulties, in my good times, in my bad times. I need to learn how to trust you, but I need to be willing. I need to make that decision to let you in no matter how I feel, no matter what my emotions is telling me right now, no matter what the world is telling me right now. I just need to trust you. And I just want to read this last verse before I go. And it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Romans 12, verse 2. That right there, I just want to leave that with you, because I feel like when we allow God to transform the way we think, those things that has once felt like it destroyed us will not destroy us like that, because we're holding on to God throughout it all. So I just encourage you to seek out God with your heart. Don't beat yourself up because you're not doing those things that you used to do. You're not praying at a hour, 2 hours, 3 hours no more. You praying at 5 minutes. That's okay. That's okay. God will work with you where you are at. God knows that you are barely making it. So you beating yourself up because you're not performing at a level that you were when you felt at 80%, God is not going to fault you for that. So seek God, ask him to teach you how to trust him, and he will be there even in the little things. God is mindful of you, and he has not forgotten about you. So I love y'all. I appreciate you guys for taking the time out to listen to this episode, and I just pray that God transformed the way that you think. He transforms the way that we think, because We are on this journey together. I don't come on here perfect, like a know-it-all, because I'm not. I'm literally going through the journey with y'all. So I'll talk to y'all later, and I'll see y'all on the next episode.